Hello, my friends. Welcome to Daniel chapter 9. This is the B side. Now, on side A, we put the focus on the 70 weeks of Daniel. Rightly so. That prophecy is crucial to understanding God's purpose and God's timeline, though it is not without controversy. But here on the B side, I want to focus back on the first half of the chapter. That is, how Daniel received the prophecy. Both here and in chapters 10 to 12, Daniel receives major, mind-blowing prophecies in response to humble prayer. Now, don't miss that. God could have just had Daniel record the prophecy itself, but we have recorded here the whole process, and there is a lot to be learned from Daniel's example and Daniel's prayer. The chapter begins with a revelation and a humble and passionate prayer. The year is about 538 BC. After jumping back in time to the Babylonian Empire in chapters 7 and 8, we move forward again to the Medo-Persian Empire and the first year of King Darius of chapter 6 fame. New kingdom, new king, but Daniel remains the same. And what do we find Daniel doing? Reading the scriptures and praying. Verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord, given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So Daniel reads the scroll of Jeremiah, the prophet of his childhood in Israel. He reads about the faithlessness and sin of Israel, their refusal to listen to Jeremiah's warnings, and the desolation of Jerusalem at the hands of the Babylonians. Daniel knew it all too well, witnessed his home destroyed as a teenager. Now, as an old man, Daniel reads and discovers a ray of hope. Jeremiah's prophecy declares 70 years for Jerusalem to be desolate. Decades have passed, and that old clock is running out. And so, Daniel turns to the Lord and pleads in prayer and fasting, in sackcloth and ashes, and in confession. Verse 4, Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. Daniel's prayer is reverent and passionate. He confesses God's faithfulness, and he confesses the people's faithlessness and sin. But Daniel never says they or them. He says we have sinned. He identifies with Israel as one people, and he focuses on God's covenant and God's faithfulness. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Daniel's confession is powerful. I encourage you to spend some time here. He recognizes that the desolation of Jerusalem, the exile that has been his entire adult life, is all deserved, and God is fulfilling his word and keeping his promises. Verse 14, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does, yet we have not obeyed him. And in verse 17, Daniel turns to petition, to ask God for mercy, not on himself, on Jerusalem, that still lies in ruins. For your sake, Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. Notice, Daniel's concern for the Israelites and for Jerusalem is centered on one fact, that they bear the Lord's name. God's reputation is at stake. The same is true of every Christian. We bear the name of Jesus, and his reputation is on us. And to the humble and passionate prayer, God responds. The chapter moves then to the prophecy itself, the 77s of God's plan for Israel and for Jerusalem. Don't miss the connection between the 70 years in exile and the 77s in the bigger plan. Again, 7 is the number of completion. And of course, the connection between what Daniel is praying for, Israel and Jerusalem, and what God reveals to him. Now, we covered all that on side A, so I'll commend you back to that one. Thanks for joining me on the B-side. I'll see you back here in Chapter 10.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.